Want to welcome Laura Jacobs from Muck. Welcome to Upcoming Dis, and how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Got to see Muck and even talk to some of your compatriots on the film, and I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us about it.
Yeah, no, great.
Well, the first question, obviously, is how did you find yourself to the film, and what attracted you to doing it?
I sent an audition tape, and I got booked on the tape, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We held a lot of auditions in person, and Steve was just like, could not find his desert, so I was glad to fill the role. When I did read it, I was just like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
She's a different sort of character. She's not the typical Disney horror girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very attracted to it. It was fun to play a character that was very uncensored in her speech and her movements and everything.
Uh-huh. And, of course, when we start Muck, one of the big things that anybody going into this movie has to kind of know going in is that you're starting kind of in the middle of a trilogy here. You're starting after something's already gone by, and now we're in the middle part. And for your character, I get the impression that the prequel is where the real action for you is coming.
I hope so. I haven't seen it, but, yeah, I definitely have some hints, you know, given at me. My way.
You're right.
And, yeah, I think I have a lot.
Well, let me ask you a question. So how did you prepare for this part?
I did talk to Steve a lot about what was she doing before. I talked about his vision of her. And he was like, you know, that's very about
right.
Have a ton of fun and be yourself. Like, you know, I did before, but I just sort of let go of my inhibitions and just, you know, was just like, all right, I'm going to be, get to be mean, get to be bitchy, I get to be fun, I get to be playful, this is just so great.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And I mean, I guess it must have been hard because you know there's this whole story that's coming that features your character, and you kind of got to play this part of her without really knowing that part of her. Was that more difficult for you?
I think, if anything, just getting the familiarity with the rest of the cast, because we have had a whole story
right.
before this, getting to know each other. But everybody was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Even we shot that thing scene pretty much right off the bat, and everyone was really cool getting to know each other and developing the history of, like, okay, we've been in this part for how
right.
long? All right, and now we're at this point, and this is the opener. Like, what's going on here? And I think that first scene was very explosive when we all fight and yell at each other because it has been, you know, apparently days of that. But everyone was really good at developing.
Yeah. Well, and your character in particular, it looks like the environment's rather hostile. I mean, it looks cold, it's wet, and you're not really wearing a whole lot to protect yourself. So was that uncomfortable?
It was definitely cold, but I'm not going to lie. You know, it was night shoot, like 6 p.m., 6 a.m., we're all shooting.
Right.
We shoot till 6 a.m. in the dark, go home, sleep from 8 a.m. to 4, and do it all over again. And then our hair had to maintain being wet.
Right.
Out of a marsh, so you're like freezing, wearing something, and then you're just getting sprayed with water. It's just,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God. But, you know, all for it. Like, remember, I was with Stephanie a couple times, so I was like, all right, you having fun? She was like, about it. Did you think about this? Did you think we were going to get sprayed with water at night? And I'm like, no, I didn't think about that part either, but
right.
Here we are.
Well, and so what did you do between takes to kind of try to keep a little warmer, try to maintain yourself a little bit?
They were nice. They had ropes for us and stuff, but honestly, at some point, you just want to, like, stay in the cold.
Uh-huh.
This is why I get comfortable when you have to, like, take it off and run away.
Right.
We all celebrated when we got into the house.
Mm-hmm.
In the house, when we were done with all those outdoor scenes, I was like, "You are in the house now. We're in the scary house now. Like, we get to be warm." It was all, everyone was really happy. So.
Yeah. So, did you get to spend much time with the other actors before the shoot to kind of build up some kind of rapport?
I did. I knew Stephanie before.
Okay.
And it was cool that we both booked it. So, and her and I were staying in the same house. We all had different houses, and yeah, we got to talk to the cast before, and everyone got along pretty well on set, so it was great. You know, we hung out after and everything, but, you know, hanging out at 6 in the morning, was like, kind of tired, so it was mostly just pre-trailer talk and
yeah,
getting ready that we got to talk, so it was good.
So it looks like the locations and the house and stuff are a big part of this film. Did that environment help to get you into the character? Did it help at all with you to develop this, what you had to do?
Yeah, there's no way I could go to Cape Cod again and not think much, like, completely. I mean, yeah, no. So you have to so personalize our team's house.
Yeah.
That we, you know, complete trash, basically. I think they were supposed to have, like, a wedding for me there.
Oh, boy.
Like, something like that. And then we had to cancel it because there was still blood, like, all over the walls. Like, that would have been
uh-huh.
crazy. So, yeah, ton of muck. The marsh was right behind his house, and, like, definitely. I love Cape Cod. I loved having Dunkin' Donuts so close by. I was like, back to LA. I was like, where is it? Like, I want a coffee. Like, this is horrible. So, yeah, location was it was great. I mean, definitely. I couldn't go there and not think of muck. There's no way.
Now, did you have anybody have to do any stunts for you, or did you do all that, the hard stuff yourself?
I did all of it, actually.
All of it?
And I did all of it because they had a stunt. They had a girl to do the out the window
right for
Stephanie. Obviously, that, you know. But they said to me, like, you know, we're in Cape Cod. You know, our option is Boston.
Yeah.
So that's up to you if we think that... you can find a stunt girl who's also 5'10 and looks like you, and we don't really think we can.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really find a 5'10 blonde girl, so this is up to you. And then I thought about it. I'm like, do I want, like, shots of some other girl who's shorter, and it's clearly not me. And I was like, no, okay.
Sure.
I'll just suck it up and do it. And it was, stunt coordinator was awesome. He really walked through everything, but, mm-hmm. you know, you don't realize that these things are hard till you do them. Even something simple as breaking the door down.
Right.
Dude, that hurt so much because it had to look real. It really had to. They put a nail in the door and they're like, you're just going to, you have to break it down with your, and you're not used to that. And it's like, wow. It's just like, wow, my arm is going to fall off. Like, take after take. It looks easy, but yeah, I really have a ton of respect for people that do stunts full time because falling out of the shower, all of that, to make it look real.
Yeah.
It's challenging.
Well, exactly, and particularly it looked like the stairs might be a little painful to do.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, they harnessed me. They put, like, this device harness on me, and, like, it was so tight that it had to drag me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, sweat and the towel and the blood, and then the axe was, like, jammed right in there.
Yeah.
I had trouble breathing at points, but it was like, this is going to look really cool. I thought it looked pretty badass.
Well, yeah, and it kind of looks like you're bumping your head on each step as you go up.
Yeah, I was. Like, I mean, it was painful, but she's awesome. Like, there was points where she's like, all right, let's take a break here, because obviously she's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
All for the craft.
Yeah, well, now I'm also told that you actually do a bit of music as a career as well as acting. Tell us about your musical pursuits.
Yeah, I do. I'm working on a country album right now. I have my EP released, .me, and Click On Music.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much all last year in Nashville, writing those songs and recording them and really working out what I wanted my sound to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a trained singer since I was really young.
Yeah.
I was trained in opera and everything, so it took me a while to find, like, what do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What is the genre of music I really want to focus on? And I've always loved country, and I was, you know, I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
It kind of weird at first. They're like, what? You're going to Nashville? I'm like, yeah, I want to water my roots, not pull them out. Because I tried to find people in LA to do country, and they're like,
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to do, like, some pop trap? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, so is this your first release?
Yeah, this is my first release in the commercial market, and I have a good deal going with a record label here in Canada, so, because I'm Canadian and American, so.
Yeah.
Well,
did you write the stuff as well, or is it just performing, or?
I did. I wrote the songs. I had a co-writer on each song, but I always write them. I have so many more songs to share.
Yeah.
You know, every number one song, there's at least, like, 3 or 4 songwriters on it, so I think we did pretty well with two people writing each song.
Yeah, no, that is actually pretty good. Again, I think they're gonna stick with this St. Patty's Day theme, I assume, and so we'll have another one next St. Patty's Day, I guess.
Yeah, we shot Muck in September too. He loves shooting at the same time of year. Extra cold for everyone.
I know you'd rather go up there in the summer, I'll bet, and do it.
Totally would, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's September is weird though, because it has this really crazy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like the summer, I guess all the kids from college have been partying, so it's all this, like, leftover residue energy, like.
Well, that's true. And there's more color, a lot too much green, and it doesn't look as scary probably either. Yes. Well, Muck is now out from Anchor Bay on Blu-ray and DVD, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your thoughts and experiences with us, and we look forward to hearing you on the next one.
Of course, thank you.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Take care.